he was making a bad comment. He was just being smart.
11:30 or 10:30, sorry.
Okay, call the meeting to order. Waterville City Council special meeting, September 29th, 2025. All present except Dave Olin.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Approval of the agenda and additional items.
I'll make a motion. We approve the agenda with the additional items.
There are no additional items, so you just approve the agenda.
I'll approve the agenda.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, old business, budget work session.
Okay, so I'll go down the recap. What we have, what we talked about last time was a 15% levy increase. In order to obtain that 50% levy increase, there were capital items that were removed from the budget. I scrutinized line items very closely. We would be looking at using the designated for public safety. And then we would be looking at undesignating the park reserve. That those total is $126,756. I ended up with revenues of $2,059,711 and expenses in the general fund of $2,182,831. And then in the 400 fund, revenue $1,073,400 and expenses of $1,090,051. So we'd be looking at doing some possible designated funds too. So the designated funds would be looked at going between the two. We use the reserve for the squad car. We're looking at using the cameras out of there if there is funding available after the purchase of the truck. So with that, the general fund would have excess of $3,636 and the 400 excess $1,474, excuse me. And then your levy as proposed would be $1,429,391. 2025 levy was $1,242,949, representing a 15% levy increase. So if you're looking at staying at that 15%, everything in here is presented at the 15% level. You would have the ability between now and December, if I honestly don't know where you're going to go lower than that, than the 15%. But if that's your choice to go lower, you have between now and December to make that choice. If you wish to stay at the 15%, then you're just going to be working with whatever's within the line items if you come across something that you want to do differently in the next year.
What did you say, that 18,000 per squad reserve, what was that?
So that's if they're looking at cameras for the squads. Excuse me. And that would come out of their squad car reserve if there's funds available. If not, we will need to readdress that next year, whether or not it's necessary to get the squad cams if they're looking at getting body cams. So we would need to look at that more come the next year.
But the body cams are already
going to be included in there? Yeah.
It's just the squad cams that we would be pushing off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if they have their body cams, that should be some.
It's part of it. It doesn't record what's out the windshield, but it does something. It'll get voice and whatnot. Did we pull the truck for streets out of here?
I pulled both the trucks for streets out of there and the truck for the fire home, or the fire department. I pulled both of them out for right now.
I really would like to be able to find some room somewhere to be able to get that. We've been pushing that off forever and a day, and it's only gonna come back to bite us in the next couple of years. So even if it's a good used vehicle or something.
What's that one for, you're talking?
Alan's truck, the one that they don't trust to get out of the city. And we've been pushing this off for probably at least two of my terms.
And I did go.
Squad cars and fire trucks and everything else. I think we need to find a way to get something for him.
I did go look at the truck also, and it's time, but I think, Bill, were you and I talking about maybe finding another truck at another municipality?
We should look down that road, because the whole idea of that truck is to have them run around in it and keep the miles off of the 350s.
Mm-hmm. The blue Expedition that we've got floating around for emergency management, is that still being used for emergency management? Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, when the new squad comes, though, the oldest squad then goes to emergency management.
The black one?
I don't know if it's the black one or the white one, but I believe it's the black one.
The black one, unit 500.
Yeah, so that would go down to emergency management. The Expedition is a DNR vehicle.
Okay, so that can't really be redesignated. Well, it could be, but I know Alan needs something to haul things into, and that's part of the problem. Otherwise, I'd say we could move that over to him for a year or so, but I think we need to find a way to get him something.
And if that's going to be a priority, then we'll have to look at where that money would come from once we get a good estimate for that. And then we would basically move line items in order to stay within the 15%.
Do you think that's a possibility?
It may be undesignating some funds to go to something else, kind of like what we did here.
I know this is
as we get closer to the year, you know, maybe we'll know, maybe the street improvements aren't going to be what they are supposed to be, you know, or what's anticipated. So there's other things that will change come the beginning of the year to June.
Okay.
And winter's still coming. Winter is such an unknown.
Yeah.
And there, I did just a little bit of looking. I don't think the snow reserve is 100% accurate, because it only shows like 14,000. So I'm not sure that the 40,000 in the previous years were moved over to that. So he has 54,000 for the coming year. Well, for the end of this year and next year for snow removal.
He's already got that in his.
Because I left the 40,000 in.
Okay.
For this year.
So we might actually be able to sneak some out of that if the winter isn't too bad.
It depends. I mean, we were looking at the reserve to make sure that we had enough to cover in case we had a bad year.
So that would go for the rest of this winter, and then the spring winter, and then the following.
Yeah, he has some money left in his budget for this year.
Uh-huh.
Of the 40,000 left, plus 14,000 in reserve, plus another 40,000 for next year.
Okay.
How much does he have left for this year? Do you know? Just roughly. Sorry.
Nope. It would be
on that.
Nope, it's in here. And so he has spent $14,000 of his 25, of his $40,000. And I stand corrected, I did decrease his from 40 to 20 for next year. But you may have more reserve left over, so he has,
About 11.
He has the $40,000, because there's like $14,000 in reserve. So he has about $40,000 for this year, so he has $60,000 between the 2 years.
That might be someplace that after the snow season.
Yep.
Perhaps be able to look at that. And maybe grab a little bit out of there if we have to. Okay. That makes me feel a little bit about that one.
Yeah, it's just the matter of, I pulled those out and you can always put them back in.
Yep.
And figure out a way, you know, to cover the expenses.
Yep.
Once that dollar amount is more available.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not happy about the 15%, but I don't see how else we can do this. The purchases and capital improvements we made this year were necessary. And the idea of buying the village to replace some of these other buildings, I think was a no-brainer as far as where the money would come from and how all that would transpire, so.
The main impact was the debt service for the fire hall. We knew that was gonna be tight this year and next year, and then money will start to free up after that.
Right.
So that was one of the main ones, and I believe the last meeting, just the impact of that debt service was around 30%.
Yeah.
So with that in there was like a 30% before we went into all of the cuts.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I think.
The average in the area is, increases are like 4 to 8% of the communities around. And so it just kind of depends on what they have for debt service to ensure.
I was gonna say, but how many of them are putting up a new fire hall, and, you know, we've got a lot of moving parts right now, so.
Yeah, and debt service is one of those key things, because when you have any new debt coming on, basically that requires a levy, which takes away from your general fund. So, but that's the work that I've done on it to get it to where you have requested it to be at as of the last meeting. So it meets your parameters. And we'll just have to, if you're gonna continue with the budget and the levy as it is, we're gonna have to keep really, really tight eyes on it next year. I mean, to make sure, and then any particular expenses that you're looking at, we're gonna have to really watch to make sure we're staying under budget.
That park reserve, what was it designated for to start with?
So we had, it was just designated for parks.
And it was just money that's been building up there, or?
No, that was done a few years back. And then we also have a designated for park in the 400 fund. So I just did the 100 fund to free up money in the general fund. Yeah.
I didn't look, I know Mark was talking about a sidewalk down at the water plant. Did that stay in or get pulled out?
I did not change any of the expenses or revenues for the 601, 602, because that is rate-driven.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that comes when we start looking at if we're making enough to pay our bills or not.
And how do we know whether we're making enough for that?
You just have to compare your revenues over your expenses and depreciation. So you just take your guidelines and forecast that.
Okay.
And we'll be needing to look at that.
That won't be till next year, or the January time, or this year?
I would prefer that we look at it before the end of this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that it would take place starting the next year?
Right. Yeah, because once you guys pass something, it takes, there's a lag time before it can be enforced. And I don't know if it's 30 days or 90 days, because it takes notification to residents.
We have that set up now that you can do it by resolution, right? Not have to go through a whole ordinance process again?
Yep, it's done by the user fee structure, yep.
Have we, after having dug in down there a little bit at the new building, have we come across any unforeseen expenses that we weren't thinking were gonna be there, that you can tell?
I talked to Steve about the boiler. He's gonna take care of the boiler.
What was going on with the boiler?
You have to have a licensed boiler operator.
Oh.
Because of the size of the boiler.
Yep.
And then there's a couple valves on the boiler that need to be changed out. He did say that he noticed some asbestos wrapping around some pipes in the boiler room that will need to have taken out.
Okay.
And he'll just guide me through that process.
Okay.
Is that expensive process to abate that asbestos?
We would have to find out, get prices. It's not much, he said, and it's just a wrap around a pipe.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like you're digging into anything other than.
I don't think they'll have to seal the whole building, probably the room at most, and.
Yeah. So I've never had to deal with that before, so I don't know. He has.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just letting him kind of guide me through that process of what we need.
This is Steve.
Anderson.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he dealt with that before, okay.
Yeah, they had in the schools and stuff. So that's the only surprise that I know of at this point.
Okay. All right. And do we have a boiler operator?
Steve.
He is, okay.
Yeah, so we have that, he's gonna, post his license. Mark Krennic also has a license. And then we want to send, Jordan to get his special license. And I haven't set any of that up quite yet. So then that way they can all be on a rotation, cause it has to be checked daily, just like the plants.
Yep.
So Steve could do the checks and the maintenance on it as needed. And then when he's working, he would do those. And then when he wasn't on, then the other two would chip in and, cause they have to record pressures or something.
Sure.
Each day.
Okay, all right.
So do you have any other concerns?
Lots of concerns, but no solutions.
So the doors that were gonna be ordered, are they gonna be installed right away or?
It'll take 4 weeks.
4 weeks?
Yeah, once we place the order, it takes 4 weeks for them to get in and get them installed. We have to have somebody do some framing. And Brad will do that for us.
Oh, okay.
And then he's also gonna put in the other two doors for us.
The Dutch doors?
Yeah. Yep.
And those are in or those have to be ordered too?
They're already, no, they've already been ordered and they're at the building center right now.
Oh, okay.
So they just have to be installed.
Oh.
And I don't know how much work it is to install those, if they're gonna be just to take the pin and put the new door in, I don't know.
I think on a Dutch door, you have to change the door frame to accommodate the extra hinges.
Okay. So, but Brad said that he would take care of that for us, probably the end of this week or next week. We will, in talking with Bob, the room that they're gonna do for the evidence, we are gonna take out the toilet and the sink out of that room. Just because if not, somebody has to go in there and flush it and take care of that, you know, at least get it in there, and it's gonna be like entrance only by him. So just take care of it now, because otherwise it won't be able to be taken out in the future.
Right.
Because all of the evidence will be in there.
Yeah,
so,
it's not necessary to be in there anyway.
Yeah, so I was gonna talk to somebody about getting a price on, you know, cutting that off and disconnecting, other than, you know, just smaller, what I call smaller items.
Okay.
Yeah, because I keep, people keep saying, well, how much money you're gonna have to spend to go in there? And I said, hopefully not a lot. We're not planning a lot of major renovations or anything, so.
I think the, you know, at this point, the major one was the doors.
Yeah.
But they needed to be, and then probably a camera system. Because the BCA is gonna require some kind of camera system on the entrances and exits of the department, and then also on the internet, the server area. So, and that's, would have been there or here.
Yeah.
It makes no difference. So, they just, I guess the county just went through a BCA walkthrough or something, and that, those were some of the things that they needed to address.
Are those already in place at the other building, Joan?
No, they don't have a camera system down there, and they don't have anything that records who and go, who comes and goes out of the main server room.
I think that was gonna have to be done regardless, so.
Right, and that's what we were told that came out of one of the inspections that the BCA came in. So we would be needing to do that at either location.
Bill, you're awful quiet, and you.
I don't think there's gonna be a lot of expenses there, that the plan is to do everything little by little at the new city hall and work our way up without any major renovations for our next couple of year budgets, but.
Yeah, how about the budget itself?
Yeah, well, we did, you know, it's a toss-up between, we would like to have some of the bills we have fall off before we did the fire station, but the increase in the price of the fire station by waiting 3 years to start it would have been more than paying now. We're better off having the fire station built now at the price that it is than waiting. Which, you know, for the budget, you know, we knew going into it that we would like some of these things to fall off before we did it, but it just couldn't work that way.
We actually pushed it off longer than we should have by that, because our original guesstimations on that building were about half what we're paying now. And that was only, what, 3 or 4 years?
It was like 2020, does that sound right?
Yeah, it wasn't that far out, so I mean, that building doubled in price, essentially.
In 5 years.
In 5 years. We couldn't afford not to, given what we were looking at, and that's why we did what we did, so, okay.
So, the end result is, I know there's an increase now, and I know the budget's tight, and we have multiple things we're paying for, plus the fire station. But the mathematical equation for 3 years from now is so much better off than had we started the fire station 3 years from now.
Right.
Because then we would have had another $1 million or $2 on the fire station.
Yeah. Plus whatever we had to spend on the old building. Teresa, what is the threshold of spending without being looked at by someone for the department heads right now?
I think it was department wise. I don't quote me on it though. I think it was 1,000 or 500.
Okay.
And then they have to have permission before they purchase.
Okay.
My threshold was 5,000.
Right.
I don't think we increased that. That's what I always go off of, is the 5,000. So.
Yeah, because we want to kind of monitor that now till the end of the year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, I would say even through next year, we need to watch that close.
It has to be scrutinized every single month.
Yep.
Because it's so, I mean, not that we didn't have, you know, tight budgets before, but when we're needing to take out some of our capital items, it's, you know, something that's going to need to be watched really close, because you don't have that give and take of, well, we're planning for this capital expense. If something else comes up, we'll have to put that capital expense off. Now you have, it's already gone.
So looking ahead to next, the next budget, are we gonna still end up with a levy like this again, or will this kind of compensate that amount?
No, it'll go up probably some the next, probably, I can't guarantee, but it's definitely gonna go up again. The overall impact that we figured the fire hall alone would have would be about a 20% increase.
I'm gonna guess we're looking at probably double digits next year too.
So how that equates to building values and so on, you know, we'll be looking at that too. We have a lot of extra building that happens that's gonna be captured on there, then that helps the overall amount. So you'd still levy, you know, the 15-20% or whatever it would be, but the impact on each individual would be less because you have more taxable value in the city then. So like when
these buildings go on.
The buildings across the street went up, when they come on the tax roll, then they're now paying a tax, so the rest of them would show a decrease because of that added value. So if you have a lot of added value coming on, it makes a big difference.
Okay.
And we do have the planning and zoning right now is entertaining a plat or a subdivision. I think it's 10 lots or something in that area.
In the city limits?
Yep, in the city limits. And there were people interested in it previously, but now he's going through that process right now. So if those go and building happens, well, that could be a pretty good,
you know. Would definitely help.
Yeah.
And then 2 years, some of this, the other things are gonna be dropping off?
Part of the other debt will come off, yeah. And then the other thing that I always watch for is to refinance. So depending on what the interest rates are, if the interest rates drop down and we find it beneficial, we would look at refinancing a bond, which would bring the payments down too, would lessen that impact.
Yeah, we did that before.
Yeah, where our bond person, Paul Donna, does a good job at keeping an eye on that too and watching forecasts and saying, you know, maybe we should take a look at this and you know, refinance this.
They have to be paid for a certain amount of time before you can refinance too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they have call options on them, yeah. But we have a couple of them that have been out there for a little bit. So if you don't have any further questions, then you're okay with the budget and levy as presented. There's three action items that I would need. One would be setting a time and date for public comment, and I have that in front of you as being our December meeting. Public would have an opportunity to come in and talk about the budget at that meeting. And that has to be at 6 o'clock or later. So you would need to set that, and then that would be at the new location of
That's a public hearing in December, you
for
want?
For public input, yeah. So it was used to be called the truth and taxation portion, where we used to have a meeting usually the end of November. And then you guys would adopt your budget at the following December meeting. So it's just a public hearing for comment, and then you guys would act on your budget after that at the December meeting for your final budget. If you want to do that at a different meeting, you can do that also. The last years we've been doing that at the actual meeting.
You do the final budget, you said in December?
Yep.
So here, the resolution you've got on the agenda today is just for the proposed budget?
Yep, this is all proposed.
Yep.
So this all has to go into the county. The county does the property notices. The individuals will get those notices prior to the public comment.
December, yep.
Yep, so, and part of that notice has on there when the city council is gonna be meeting and the time, date, and place if they want to be heard about the budget.
Okay.
So I would need a motion to set the time and date of that meeting. And then I would need the resolutions for the budget and levy adopted.
I'll make a motion that we set the public comment for the 2026 budget for our...
December 2nd?
December 2nd meeting at 6 p.m.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I didn't see the...
It's in your packet. Yeah, December 2nd. I just wanted to verify that was the proper date. Thank you.
I trust Jennifer. And then we need to adopt the resolutions?
Yep.
So given that, I will make a motion that we adopt Resolution 2025R-030, approving the 2026 proposed budget as it's been presented to us.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The last one.
Yep. See.
The one nobody wants to do, but I will make a motion then that we adopt Resolution 2025R-031, approving the 2026 proposed levy as it's been presented to us. Do you need a dollar amount on that?
I would.
And the levy amount, Teresa, correct me if I'm wrong, is $1,429,391.
Correct.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I'll let somebody else do the light work on that last one.
Any other comments or questions anybody have?
I'm hoping when we sell these three pieces of property, that'll add a little bit to the tax roll.
It certainly should.
Yes, it should.
Mr. Mayor, motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.